and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard the 20th Century Fox intro into Lunchtime, and that was by Corey Wong and his band. And I think I've mentioned this a couple times, but the last concert that I saw before the pandemic kind of shut down live music for the time being was Corey Wong out in Boston. And that was part of the same tour, the Syncopate and Motivate tour. They actually started with the NFL on Fox intro instead of the 20th Century intro, but I think it's superior. And I may be biased as an NFL fan, but it was such a fun show. And you know, as much as it's a shame that we can't go to concerts, you know, I'm grateful that I got that one in before things kind of went crazy. It was such a good time, and I think it was almost a year ago. It was a year ago this week, so January 28th, 2020 was the date of that show. So it's crazy to think that it's been almost a year since I've been to a concert. But that was, you know, that was such a great time. And you know, thinking about it makes me miss live music, but I'm glad that we have some recordings to remember, live music by, I guess. But yeah, so we actually I have a few, other live songs to play, as well. So I'm kind of excited for that. But up next is A Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall. And that's by Bob Dylan from his Rolling Thunder Review tour. And that tour was from 1975, so it was actually after he kind of went electric at the Newport Folk Festival. So this is more of a rock and roll version, you know, certainly more electric than what people knew him as before, as the folk artist. But I think it's a really great version, and it's very different than the original. And you know, I'm not one to judge. Bob Dylan's a genius, and you know, whatever he chose to do, kind of worked out for him in the end. So this is a great version, and this is from the Montreal Forum in Montreal, Canada, from December of 75. So here is A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
And it's a high. Sun. My heart was but a stranger. It wallowed in the races won. On crave the petty dangers when it sat alone and pined. And roads it had to wander
This living alone is driving me crazy. Oh, you all know the shape I'm in. But I'm going down by the water. But I ain't gonna jump in, no, no. I'm just here looking for my maker.
And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada. be on my feet, or I would still be on my a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchor, part of you pours out of me.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, you heard A Hard Rain's It Gonna Fall by Bob Dylan from the Montreal Forum from Montreal, Canada, and that was from his Rolling Thunder Review Tour in 1975, so I hope you enjoyed that one. Next was American Girl by Tom Petty, and this was from the Live Anthology. And that's basically just a massive collection of a ton of his live songs, kind of from the peak of his career. And this is such a just a great version of one of his most classic and most recognizable songs. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Next was The Shape I'm In by Levon Helm. And that was from his live album called Ramble at the Ryman. And basically, as the name implies, it's a live concert from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And I thought this was a really, really fun version of a classic band song. And another fun fact is that one of the guest stars of that show was Sam Bush, and he is kind of a mandolin legend. And I went to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival a few years ago, and he has his own set by himself, and he plays with the Telluride House Band, which is basically an all-star bluegrass band. And he also is a guest star in basically every other act. Like, everyone invites him up to play a song, and it's just so much fun. And he has such great energy and so talented. So it was fun to see him up there with a legendary musician such as Levon Helm. But yeah, and then lastly was A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. And that's off of her very famous album Blue, and I've played a lot of songs from that so far. I think I might be all the way through at this point, or maybe, you know, at least halfway through. I just like that album so much and have been, you know, wanted to share some of those songs, and this is a great one from that. So we'll get right back into the music. Up next is some Grateful Dead, as always. And this week I'm going to play a very famous version of Morning Dew from the Europe 72 Live album. I mean, this version is probably my favorite of this song, and it's a traditional folk song, but I think the way they do it is just, you know, so powerful and emotional. I mean, this is probably the most powerful of any version I've heard. I mean, there's actually, you know, stories of how some of the crew members of the Grateful Dead were brought to tears by Jerry Garcia's performance on this particular version. So I hope you enjoy it. It's one of my favorite live performances of all time, any band, any Grateful Dead show, any of that stuff. So here is Morning Dew from Europe 72.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall. You've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, you heard Morning Dew by the Grateful Dead off of their incredibly famous live album, Europe 72. I really, really enjoy that version. It's so powerful and emotional. So I hope you enjoyed that one as well. And next was Solitude is Bliss by Tame Impala off of their first album, Inner Speaker. I'm playing a few songs from that album. I'm really enjoying it right now, so hope you like that one as well. And then lastly, there's a little bit of a story behind this. So I think probably many of you who know me personally also follow my music Instagram called Ramen Noodling. And for the past few weeks, we've been doing our second season of what we call Fireside Jams. So back in quarantine, me and my buddy Scott and Peter, we retreated to Vermont and started a weekly Instagram live show on Sunday nights, and we would play some songs around the fire and take requests and have guests, and it was such a great time. And we had so much fun playing music for everyone that we did a little revival this past month and did three shows because we've been in Vermont for a little bit, spending some time on our winter break. But my brother requested Gimme, 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 the song you heard last by ABBA. And I wasn't super familiar with the song, but I know how much people love Mamma Mia and love the band ABBA. So we couldn't say no. So we had just an incredible time learning how to... Scott played it on the synth and I played on the guitar. And I was supposed to have my girlfriend Olivia was supposed to come up and sing it for us, but she did not show up in time. So I had to sub in and sing the lead vocals. So it was a little high, but I think I hit most of the notes, only forgot some of the words, and we just had an absolute blast playing that song. So I thought I'd play it, the real version, the better version, on the radio for you all, and tell that little story. So thanks to everyone who listened to Fireside Jams and tuned in for that, and also for those of you that also listen to the show today. That was so much fun. And I'm excited to do season three when we get another chance. But I am heading back to Tufts on Friday. So, it's TBD whether the studio will open up, and I can get back to doing these shows live instead of pre-recorded. But this has worked out really well, and I'm glad to keep sharing music. So whatever the rules may be, the show will move on. So So it's about all the time that we have tonight. But thanks so much for listening. Always a blast doing the show on Monday nights. And if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to tune back in next Monday, same time, 7 to 8. But to close it out, so this is Get Back by the Beatles off of Let It Be. I think this is the rooftop recording, the rooftop show recording of it. But this one I kind of thought about because there's been a trailer of Peter Jackson's new documentary about the Beatles that's titled Get Back. And I think he found, I want to say like 70 hours of footage from the Beatles from the Let It Be sessions. And also I think the entirety of the rooftop concert, which I don't think has been released before. I'd have to check that, but some very rare footage that he found. And I'm really excited to watch it. I think it was supposed to be out by now, but COVID kind of delayed everything. But the first trailer or kind of sneak peek came out recently. So I'm super excited for that. But to get you a little bit in the mood for that, here is Get Back by the Beatles.
Rosetta. Sweet Rosetta fat. She thought she was a cleaner. But she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picture. The picker. The picks of the fingers, right? Okay. Get back to where you once
Thanks, Mo.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.